What did I tell you? First round knockout. She was getting pretty pissed there at the end, wasn't she? Must be annoying when your opponent dodges every punch, huh? Unfortunately for her, I didn't have the same issue. Did you see how she hit the mat? She looked like a puppet whose strings were all cut at once. I can still hear the smack her body made when she fell. Man, I wouldn't want to be her tomorrow. She's going to be feeling that uppercut for weeks. Don't be so dramatic. If I'd wanted to kill her, I would have punched a little harder than that. No, she'll be all right. Her ego might be slightly bruised, but that's what happens when you challenge the hummingbird. In fact, if I were you, I'd be more worried about myself than some mediocre boxer. Oh, sweetie, you've got plenty to be worried about. Or would you have me believe that you forgot all about our little deal? Come now, darling. You can't get out of this so easily. Didn't we agree that if I won in the second round, you'd do whatever I said for an entire day, no questions asked? Well, our little bout barely lasted 2 minutes, and she wasn't even able to land a blow on me. So, since I wasn't able to have any fun with my opponent, I'll just have to play with you instead. No ifs, ands, or buts, sweetie. You lost the bet, and now it's time to pay up. Let's see. What should I have you do first? I've got plenty of chores to catch up on, so why don't we start there? Oh, come on. It won't be that bad. Sure, my apartment can get a little messy sometimes, but it's nothing you can't handle, right? And before you say anything, yes, I stopped keeping empty beer cans around after you gave me that boring lecture the last time you were over, so you don't have to worry about that. Cheer up, sweetie. Once you're done cleaning, we'll have ourselves a little party to celebrate my win, just the two of us. So you'll do it, won't you? Good boy. Stay here, okay? I've got to talk to the promoter before we leave. And don't try to run or anything. I'll be back in a flash. You're good with just beer, right? Because I don't think I've got any hard liquor left. Of course, I could have you go out and pick some up for us, but frankly, I've got more important tasks for you. I can really make you do whatever I want, can't I? Oh man, this is like having my own live-at-home butler. Maybe I should have bought you a little suit just to set the scene. Well, at least you can still call me Miss. That'll be alright for now, I guess. Let's try it out, shall we? Just to see how it feels. Ask your mistress if she needs anything, pet. No, I'm sorry. You did a really good job. Only, I didn't actually think you'd be so earnest. God, you're always so sweet. It really isn't fair. Oh, nothing. I was just mumbling to myself. You don't mind doing this, do you? Like, I know I said you had no choice and all, but like, I didn't mean that. And I definitely didn't bring you here to clean. In fact, there really isn't much cleaning for you to do. I kind of just wanted someone to celebrate with. I mean, that initial rush of adrenaline after a match is great, but it doesn't last very long when you have to go home alone afterward. Sure, bars can be a great place to celebrate, if you're comfortable with that kind of thing. Personally, I prefer a bit more privacy. Well, I guess I don't have to tell you that. Anyway, I just wanted to thank you for not being weird about this. I know I can be hard to deal with sometimes. I mean, it takes me ages to warm up to people, and then once I do get comfortable with someone, I tend to get a little controlling. Like, I'm sure you aren't thrilled that I text you every night asking how your day was, or that I make you train with me at the gym so often. I'm really glad that I have you in my life, though. Not everyone is able to put up with me. Well, I wouldn't say that, but I guess I am pretty cool, aren't I? Still, it's hard to say how much it means to me that you look forward to my texts every night. I kind of thought I was being annoying. Oh, I think I can relate to that, actually. I've never told you this before, but whenever I know that you're coming over, I get this fluttery feeling in my chest. Seriously, it's almost the same feeling I get before a match, except warmer, if that makes sense. There's just this wonderful sense of anticipation that watches over me, and if everything's gonna be okay for a little bit, like I could dodge any blow thrown at me. I kind of wish it could last forever, that you wouldn't have to go home and take that fluttery feeling with you. Sure, it lingers for a while, and I get a little aftershocks of happiness when I think of you, but that isn't enough for me. Sorry, I'm taking all the fun out of this, aren't I? We were supposed to get shit-faced and watch crappy action movies the whole night. So, why don't you just forget the sappy nonsense I was spouting and go get us a couple of beers from the fridge? Why are you looking at me like that? Fuck, okay. I don't actually want to drink beer and watch movies right now. I mean, I do, but there's something I want a lot more. Okay, if I told you to do something for me, would you? You can even pretend that it's just to pay me back for losing the bet. I don't care. Yeah? Then, I want you to kiss me. Of course. You don't have to if you. Your lips are so soft. I didn't tell you to stop, sweetie. Don't try to move away. Fuck, I'm sorry, baby. I can't stop now. I've waited for this for so long. One little kiss isn't gonna be enough for me. Need more. Good boy. Just let me push you onto the couch. Is it all right for me to call you that? Good boy. Yeah? Stay still. I'm gonna straddle you. Take off your shirt, sweetie. I wanna run my hands along your chest. That's it. Fuck, I love your body. It's only fair that I strip too. Can you help me unstrap my bra, baby? There you go. Just reach around to my back. Do you like what you see, sweetie? I know I'm not gorgeous or anything, but. What? You don't have to say that. Beautiful, huh? I mean, you don't mind that I have abs? You know, all this time I was worried that you wouldn't find me attractive, that you wouldn't look at me as anything other than a friend. But now, seeing how much I'm turning you on, feeling the effect my body has on you. I don't know why I ever hesitated. Yeah, do you like my muscles, sweetie? Does it make you excited thinking how easy it would be for me to dominate you? You're a good workout partner, honey, but I fight for a living. There's no way you could stand a chance against me. Good boy. I can feel you getting hard for me. Yeah, play with my breasts as I grind into you. Fuck. You're moaning in my mouth, baby. God, you're so cute. I want to make you feel even better. I want to hear you whimper and beg for your mistress, pet. Don't move. I'm gonna get up and unbuckle your pants. Don't act all surprised. You've got me going now, and I plan on using you until I've cooled down. It's okay. I promise to cuddle you to sleep when I'm done. So just give in and let me take control. Let me be as rough as I want with you. Oh, good boy. There's already some pre-cum dripping out. Why don't I clean that up? Such a beautiful cock. The way the head throbs every time I run my tongue over it. It drives me crazy. Fuck. I'm gonna take you in my mouth, okay, baby? Such a lucky pet. You get to feel Miss's soft, wet lips wrapping around your shaft. That's it, sweetie. Moan like a slut for me. Good boy. Let the pleasure melt away all your inhibitions. I'm in control now. You don't have to do anything but submit. Well, that's it, sweetie. Keep begging. Moan my name. You're shuddering, baby. Are you getting close? Yeah? Can you hold it in a little bit longer, pet? Good boy. I think you're ready. I'm gonna get up and I'm gonna straddle you again. Can you feel my slip pressing against you? Sucking you off got me really wet, baby. I kept imagining what it would be like to feel your cock thrusting inside me, filling me up. Oh, fuck. I wanted to make you mine forever. I've dreamed about putting you in a pretty little collar, about finally claiming you. Maybe I should have made a move sooner, but well, I'm a defensive fighter. I'm used to dodging and blocking. I only make a shot when I know it's gonna be a knockout. And you, sweetie, are about to go down for the count. There you go. Just let me guide you inside. Holy shit. I can't wait any longer. I'm gonna start moving now, okay? Good boy. Look up at me as I fuck you. God, you're adorable. Can you feel how tight my pussy is, slut? I'm gonna squeeze you dry. That's it. Rub your hands all over my body. Worship me. I've always loved you. Did you know that? Ever since high school, when I was just a delinquent, I had such a shitty reputation. And you didn't care about that, though. You still wanted to study with me, to run with me. I couldn't spend enough time with you. I used to scare away any girl who tried to get close to you. But then again, you didn't really seem to have eyes for anyone but me. Yet, you never asked me out. It really pissed me off. I guess it doesn't matter anymore. You're all mine now. Oh, I love you too, baby. I love you so much. Do you like how hard I'm fucking you? Good boy. Oh, thrust your hips back into me. Yeah. Rub my clit. You're gonna make me come, baby. Oh, I'm so fucking close. Oh, come with me. Oh, yes, yes, yes. Empty your seat inside me, baby. Oh, breed me. Oh, good boy. Oh, fuck. Shoot out every ounce of sperm in those heavy balls. Oh, I can feel you twitching and spasming. Oh, good boy. Good boy. Do you want to stay like this for a little bit with my arms wrapped around you? Yeah? Okay. Okay, me too. Well, when we feel like it, we can take a shower and go to bed. But for now, I just want to feel you here in my embrace. Then again, I might want a rematch.